Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The Eastern Kentucky University Department of Agriculture is carving out a niche to educate a new generation of students. Agronomy professor Dr. John Satemi says although EKU is in the shadow of the University of Kentucky, they're attracting several students.
We've kind of carved out a unique spot here in the state. We've been kind of redesigning our curriculum so as to capture some of the new trends in agriculture, the local food movement, for example, and we were working on biofuels for a while.
Dr. Satemi says the dairy industry seems to be one area where Eastern has found its place.
Just finished installing the first robotic milker on the university campus in Kentucky, which is a pretty exciting thing. We've had a lot of interest in that. We see that as a real potential boom for actually smaller dairies, oddly enough. And so that's one of the areas that we're in.
He adds the beef cattle industry is another.
Trying to upgrade our facilities in that regard also. We worked with Temple Grandin a few years ago and designed a new beef handling facility for our cattle, which is much easier on the cattle, and turns out it's much easier on our staff also. And I think we might be one of the only universities in Kentucky that has a Temple Grandin approved beef handling facility also.
We'll continue talking about Eastern Kentucky University in a moment.
At the core, most any farm is a family, and I'm proud to work with my family every day.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it, but farming is not just a living. It is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I think a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising their food.
And we want our neighbors to enjoy the same product that we serve to our family.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
EKU agronomy professor Dr. John Satemi says they're working to train students for the local food movement.
We are moving ahead with a fruit and vegetable program so as to again capture some of that interest in the local food movement, and getting properly trained in that area so that some of the small producers in this area can start taking advantage of the interest in local foods.
He adds they're beginning to see a new generation of agriculture students at the university.
You know, it used to be that almost all our students were coming off of farms. Now it's probably less than half.
To find out more about Eastern Kentucky University Agriculture Department, follow them online or on social media. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.